Okay, testing today is April 6, 1995, and it's Junko and Charlie at another session where we're actually doing an analysis of Mike Long's, part of his introduction to Maturational Constraints on Language Development, the SSLA 1990 paper.
Okay.
What do you have?
Well, this is my analysis. Well, maybe this is a different style. A little bit. I don't know.
In what way do you think that?
This is a very, very straightforward introduction. But I did some sentences that I didn't quite sure which would be wrong.
Me too. Okay. Do you want to go over it and then discuss why we both think it's difficult to categorize some of these?
Mm-hmm. It's just very straightforward, but it's different from, some kind of scheme, different type of angle.
Yeah. Well, do you want to go over it line by line?
Okay.
Yeah.
The first sentence, I have movie one, or step one.
Yeah, me too. Good.
And the second sentence, movie two, step one B.
Move two,
step
one.
This is where I started.
Oh, yeah. I put move one, step one, or two. Let's just see where, what kinds of differences we have. And then the third sentence that begins alternatively. What do you have?
Alternatively, is this the third sentence?
Yeah.
This is, I really don't understand, but it's move one, three, step three.
Reviewing items. I put move one as step one or two, still claiming centrality and or making topic generalization.
Yeah, I put the double question mark on the
first. Yeah. Okay, next.
Four is move two, step one B.
Yes.
Part of two, it's all sentences are move one, step three. Reviewing research, previous research.
Okay, so I have move one, step one again.
Step one.
Yeah. And then so for you, all the sentences, five, six, and seven, have the same function.
Mm-hmm. Step three.
Yeah. Okay, and then mine, sentence six, I have as move one, step. I don't know what I put for step there, and then for sentence seven, move one, step one. So all of them, I guess, move one, step one. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think that's
quite. No. Well, I think I have a an analysis of what I think is going on. But let's just finish the last three.
I have eight sentence eight. I have move two, but I don't know which step it is.
Yeah, I have moved to 2, and then I have either step 1, B, or C.
Oh, could be.
Okay, what about 9?
9, oh, I didn't. I couldn't do that.
Yeah, I have a question mark. And then 10?
10, move 3, step 1, B.
I have moved to step 1,
C.
Huh?
No,
I have step 1, C. And then, but it's a question mark, so indefinite. Okay, without going through all the details of why we differ, what do you think could be going on here?
I'm not quite sure, but I use some sentence to function certain way. That some people use this sentence in a different function.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the reasons. And dysfunction doesn't follow the English schemata by few certain strategies.
Yours, you mean?
Or also, I use certain things for different functions.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Well, but notice that I had trouble too. So, it's not just that or only that. It's because you don't necessarily know the English schema or whatever, right? Because I'm supposed to know it, but I still have trouble applying the coding scheme. So what could be the explanation for my having difficulty then?
Different styles of article instead of this database research.
Yeah, but this stuff applies to database research, right?
This isn't very database.
This is a review article is one thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's part of it.
Type of articles.
Yeah.
If he writes a different database article, maybe.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. I think one really important thing is that the genre is slightly different, or the subgenre is slightly different. This is a review article, so it's reviewing a lot of empirical research and trying to reconceptualize, trying to establish the relationship between certain theoretical claims and hypotheses and where they stand. Right? So yeah, I think that's part of it. You know what occurred to me was that if you actually look at the whole thing and you say, okay, what portion of the article constitutes an introduction that this whole schema, the coding schema from Swales, would apply to. And what you've excerpted here is just this first section, but is it the case that
this could be very still?
Could there be other sections that are still part of the introduction? I didn't look at the whole article, but you know what I mean? So in other words, this coding scheme is not just for first subsection.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And my prediction is that if we had instead analyzed the abstract, we might be able to have an easier time.
Yeah, this abstract.
Oh, you did? Okay. Was it true?
I don't know. I could be wrong. I had a move 3. Step 1B and move 3 step 2 all the way. And the last sentence is his like, his opinion.
Mm-hmm. His conclusion. So
in summary and his opinion. Yeah.
You mean the sentence, the capacity for language development is maturationally constrained, etc. Yeah, I guess I wouldn't call it opinion because it's sort of in the context of a scientific review. So, it's like a conclusion based on the evidence as he interprets it. So it is interpretation by him, but opinion sounds a little less based on evidence. It could be based on his feeling or something, right?
Every sentence, of course, much younger than mine. My sentence is like a song.
Yeah. Okay, but so what we've done with this one is found out that it really does make a difference what the purpose of the article is. If it's to report one empirical study, then Swales's schema for analyzing introductions applies very easily, or more easily. For these review articles, you need another framework, yeah.
So that could be different.
Yeah. I don't know of anybody who does that, or has done it for academic ESL, do you?
Instead of database?
Yeah, a similar schema for analyzing moves and steps in review articles. Yeah, because people have looked at introductions, right? Or they've done general analyses of the research article, mm-hmm. you know, essays and things like that, but not a really similar analogous mm-hmm. schema. So, yeah. Okay, so one, you know, in terms of your own, you know, what value this exercise we just did might be for you, you know, I hope then it makes sense to you that, oh, this is a slightly different kind of subgenre, and that if you were writing something like this, like if you were writing a review paper on all the issues, and in fact, when you're writing your literature review, right, this schema doesn't really apply, it's something else. It's like how you make the case for particular hypotheses or particular claims or whatever. I had a really hard time doing the coding for this, so.
Maybe if you have some purposes, this may be easier for this kind of article.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, the other thing that struck me is, what sentence was it? In the last paragraph, the second sentence, differences in interpretation are nothing new in any research area, of course. Here, however, disagreements as to both the facts and their explanation are very pronounced. That second sentence really threw me off, because it was like, I should go back to the first sentence where he says, few ideas in foreign language or second language learning have engendered more controversy. So he's stating that I did my own coding in terms of what I thought this was accomplishing, though, like the speech act function, that to me in sentence 8 he's indicating the problem, that there's a controversy in the field, right? And controversy is good in a sense, but it's also problematic. You want to resolve them, right? Then the second sentence, differences in interpretation are nothing new in any research area, of course, this to me is almost retreating and saying, well, you know, it may not be such a big deal. And then the third sentence does the opposite again. It says, well, but these disagreements are pretty serious. Okay, so it seems like he first starts by saying there's a controversy, the implication is this is not a good state of affairs. The next sentence says, well, it may not be so serious. And then the third sentence disagrees with the second and says, no, it is important. You know, it is a serious difference positions, right? And that kind of discussion is, it's very characteristic to me of review articles, you know, setting people up for, okay, what are the arguments and what are the stances you can take? And that closes off this very first section of the paper nicely, because that first section is subtitled The Importance of Maturational Constraints. Right? So to me, that at first I thought it was really odd when I was trying to analyze it in terms of Swales' schema, but then when I looked at the larger structure of the paper, that there was a following section on an interactionist view, and then some starting sections for language learning. So once you go beyond that section, you realize his motivation for setting it up, like saying, these problems are pretty serious. Okay, then he launches into all the previous research and
wasn't careful to choose interaction.
Yeah, it was not so much carefulness, but you know, when you do this kind of stuff, you gotta figure out how much of the text is in the scope of the analysis, right? And that's exactly what you have to do when you write. And you have to figure out, okay, how many subsections do I have? And that's partly in terms of formulaic formats for research studies. Like you have to have lit review, you have to have statement of research questions, hypotheses, design, methodology, all that. So that may be forced on you or imposed on you, but within like the lit review and within discussion, there's a lot of room for, do I have two subsections or three subsections or whatever. So that kind of decision making is also what you have to do. Right? So to me, that's another kind of thing you can learn from doing this analysis, like figuring out, okay, what part are you involving in the analysis? Yeah, which is kind of hard to do. Okay, anything else that struck you as interesting or?
I read Tom's article, that the voice article, the sentence is a little much younger
than
was Tom's article.
Oh yeah.
But
which ones are Tom's
if they fail it?
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, the recent
The sentences are much, much younger
in
both Tom and Matt's sentence, each sentence is much longer.
What do you mean much? How longer? Did you calculate that? Or?
No, I didn't want. I have 10 words, and say I have 25.
Oh yeah.
When I just number in each sentence, it's mm-hmm. never ends towards three or four sentences.
Yeah, three or four lines down mm-hmm. the page. I mean, my reaction to that is, to some extent,
of course.
Yeah, to some extent, it's typical of academic research articles, but on the other hand, that may not make them more understandable necessarily. I mean, because the more complex your sentences are and the longer they are, the more skillful you have to be in setting up the information focusing, mm-hmm. right? So that overall, as a strategy, it may be more effective, or the final text may be more processable if the sentences are slightly shorter, because that way it may be easier for you as the writer to see how your ideas are going. And it doesn't force you into very difficult decisions about information focus, maybe. So, although overall, you want to be able to approximate the style of the particular genre in our field, but that alone is not an overriding goal. You want your work to be understandable and so on. Right? And then as you write more and do different kinds of studies and write different kinds of papers, then you develop that ability to condense, to package a lot more stuff into one sentence.
Just the information focusing reminds me some professors they need more information. I need more information focusing.
Oh yeah.
Than I did in here.
That was for what, your thesis or a paper?
My thesis before revising.
The proposal.
Yeah. Oh no, that's not my social paper.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm just conscious of time because I have to meet with Sunny now. But what do you want to do for next time? Because it seems to me that we've done this. Okay, now how to apply it, and then we've done a slightly different thing with Mike's article, and you've already done some analysis of Tom's work. What would be the next kind of thing to look at or? In conjunction with what the kind of writing or composing stuff you're doing with your thesis stuff would be. Okay, why don't you think about it and then just email me on what you think, because we might take a look at information focus or more micro kinds. Oh, I know what I was going to show you. Did I show you the Bardoghi Harlig article? This one? Oh, you know what? Take a look at this, because it's more about particular syntactic constructions in English that have certain kinds of information focus functions.
By word order?
Word order and some morphology as well, like passivization and focus constructions and things like that. So this doesn't have to be for next time, but I just thought you'd be interested in that because of the stuff we've talked about with information focus. How about if you want to deal with information focus, we can, but give me some suggestions on what you want to either discuss or take a look at.
Are you going to be busy in the store vehicle?
I'm always busy.
I'm just in case. If you are busy,
mm, As long as we do manageable things where it doesn't take me too much time to prepare, you know, or if you just want to discuss something that you're considering doing or you're not clear about, then I can just react to them, you know what I mean? So,
I just double-checking to pardon.
Yeah, yeah. No, if it comes a time and I can't do it, then I'll let you know. So don't worry. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So just let me know what you think.
Kiss me, I know you do. Come on. I'm getting like sick in class. I'll sit up there and cough on them. You're in good mood, I can tell.
That's why.
I was just going to say that I'm going to sign up for hip hop because I was going to be regarding the evaluation practice of the
Yes, I'll sit down it.
No, but what's
it's
the evaluation?
The program.
What's the evaluation?
Oh, Mom can have been for 6 days. The evaluation.
Because you were one of the professors who was involved in talking about it, and because you taught students who have had it. No, because you taught students who have been to it and students who haven't, and you may have some idea about what students need.
All right. But if you can't sign up for office hours, you can do another appointment next week sometime.
Okay. Actually, yeah. I do need to come out of town because Thursday I have class 4 afternoon. I heard them.
So any morning is good.
No, it's not.
For me,
Monday afternoon?
Yeah, Monday, Friday afternoon will be Tuesday after 2:30.
You have to be Friday.
Okay.
I mean, sorry, next week. How urgent is it?
Reasonably urgent, but next week is my deadline for getting more done. How far is the holiday?
My birthday.
What week? Yeah. We're going to have an external extravaganza, but I'm sure that they are planning it right now.
You will.
What about Wednesday? Wednesday I have class at 3:30, but prior to that, and then I'm meeting with Daddy at 2.
Huh?
So, like at 2:30.
Okay. What time's your class?
3:30.
Okay, I have to hang on advertising for me to do a photograph.
Okay.
At 2.
Okay.
And she said it was going to be half an hour.
If you're a little late, I'll wait. Can we get to 45?
Huh?
Can we take a half an hour to take a picture of you?
Well, she has to talk to me about some of this. She's bringing up the topic for me.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Oh, by the way, thank you very much
for the thoughtful duty.
We haven't touched them yet.
Oh, good.
We're saving them for you.
the initial connective step would be really important.
Uh-huh.
Right.
In, right.
Or
uh-huh.
any kind of connective, logical connectives would be important
mm-hmm.
for documentation and acquisition. So that would be a good
uh-huh.
database. Yeah.
Mm.
And the reason I'm starting to explore these other students is because I can understand how people
yeah,
in our
yeah,
department
yeah,
feel
yeah.
very
mm-hmm.
defensive about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's a good idea for me to pressure
mm-hmm.
them. So in terms of your own network of people you know, would you be able to contact and find out how many you could get from, say, philosophy?
Mm.
Like, even if it's one or two students, if you can get papers from each semester and things like that, where I think what you have to do is tell people that you're trying to do a study on academic, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.